KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
KZN police have launched a manhunt for an alleged rapist who escaped from police custody in northern KZN. The 28-year-old is accused of raping several pupils from Bizimali High School in Gandla. KZN SAPS spokesperson Robert Nechiwunda says he was arrested by Marion Hill Police on Monday, but escaped after claiming he felt ill.
The suspect was to be transported to a correctional facility when he complained of asthma attack and fainted. When police were busy assisting him, the suspect escaped and ran into darkness. A dedicated team has been put together to hunt him down.
KZN Education has deployed a team of psychologists to provide counselling to the victims and their families. MEC Sipho Hlomoka is due to visit the school tomorrow to meet with the affected families. And consumer inflation ticked up slightly in April, rising by 0.3%. The annual inflation rate now sits at 2.8%, up from 2.7% in March. Stats SA's Patrick Kelly says food and non-alcoholic beverage inflation rose to 4%.
The highest annual rate since September 2024, when it was 4.6%. The monthly change for the category was 1.3%. This is the largest increase since October 2023, when the rate was 1.5%. The rise in food and non-alcoholic beverages inflation was mainly due to higher meat prices, particularly for beef products such as stewing beef, mince and steak.
He says meat prices jumped by 2.3% between March and April, the biggest monthly rise since January 2023. In other news, AfriForum has launched a legal challenge at the North Gauteng High Court seeking to declare the Expropriation Acts unconstitutional. The act was signed into law in January, setting out how land can be expropriated by the state in the public interest. The lobby groups claim the act is a threat to private property rights. Here's the group's Ernst van Zyl.
AfriForum assured our members and the public at the beginning of the year that we would fight this dangerous act both domestically and internationally. The spotlight that US President Donald Trump has so far placed on the threat this act poses to private property rights in South Africa is a welcome development. AfriForum's court case, in which we will test the constitutionality of the Expropriation Act, is our most important local battle in this fight for private property rights.
And finally, Africa has launched its first continental space agency. Headquartered in Egypt, the African Space Agency aims to launch satellites and improve climate data sharing across the continent. On the weather front back home, a yellow level 2 warning for damaging winds and waves is in place between Port Edward and Cozy Bay. Conditions will likely cause difficulty in navigation and disrupt activities along the beach, as well as at ports and harbours. Otherwise, Durban's a high of 20 degrees today, Richards Bay 21, Pietermaritzburg 18. The top story, KZN police have launched a manhunt for an alleged rapist who escaped from police custody in Gandla. He's accused of raping several pupils from Bizimali High School. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.